Closer to home, there are tens of thousands of Russians and Ukrainians who live in the New York City area, where they are closely following the conflict. Reporter Dan Bobkoff visited several communities to get their sense of events.
The choice of most people in Crimea.
Yonkers, New York, is home to many Ukrainian immigrants. And it's home to the Ukrainian Youth Center, which, despite its name, I found also has a full bar. And it was there I found Rostislav Slabitsky glued to the news.
The mood right now is extremely apprehensive. There's part that's fait accompli, that the Putin is basically doing what he wants, and the entire world is standing by, not doing anything.
Around the corner at a Ukrainian credit union, branch manager Maria Zakuteria says the U.S. must help Ukraine. She comes in each morning and finds her tellers reading the news.
They either cry and they go, oh my God, look what happened now. Look what's happening now.
Zakuteria and her parents spent the middle of the 20th century fleeing Ukraine, becoming displaced persons, and eventually settling in New York City in 1954. She grew up in the U.S., but her heart is in Ukraine. And when it comes to Russia's actions and Vladimir Putin, Zakuteria does not hold back.
Nobody could do this to another country. Nobody. Unless he's total evil. And I feel he's total evil.
A few miles north, I found the Krebs family. Since 2006, William and Stephanie Krebs have adopted 7 children from all over Ukraine. As dinner approaches, the kids play video games and piano. On the menu on this night, traditional borscht.
Do you like borscht?
Borscht runs deep. Stephanie's father is first-generation Ukrainian. William knows Ukraine well through the complicated adoption process. Many of their children still have relatives there. William says there's a lot of uncertainty, and like many I talked with, he wonders if Russia's intervention in Crimea is just the beginning.
You know, if Russia gets away with this, will they push for a little bit more of the pie? You know, it's a country divided.
His kids have their own ideas. 10-year-old Patrick is ready to fight.
When I grow up, I'm going to join the Marines, and I'm going to go and teach the Russians a lesson.
But Stephanie says Patrick's 9-year-old brother, Peter, is just glad to be in the U.S.
He said to me, Mom, I'm so thankful that you got me out of Ukraine.
Next, I headed to the Brighton Beach neighborhood of Brooklyn. It's home to many Russian and Ukrainian immigrants. And on the frigid day I was there, few wanted to talk politics. One man, Alex Sergey, thinks Crimeans want to be part of Russia.
Everybody wants to go to Russia again. That's like a statistic show.
So to get a better sense of the pulse on the community, I went inside to find Gregory Davidson. He owns a popular Russian language radio station in the Northeast. He says his listeners are very engaged in the conflict. The phone lines light up during his talk show. And he often runs unscientific polls of his listeners and says they're more split than he expected.
I can say 65-70% people support Ukraine and 30-35% people support Russia.
For those who support Russia, he says few want war.
Some people say, you know, Crimea is part of the Russia, you know, historically. Even they more concerned about intervention.
But like many worried about escalation, Davidson warns his audience that Crimea could just be the beginning. He says, what's to say Alaska isn't next? For NPR News, I'm Dan Bobkoff in New York.